All right, how are you today? This is Logan Snow, and I'd like to welcome you to Your Life Could Be Worse. Thanks for joining us again today, and this will be the first of many podcasts that you'll hear here. Today, I'd like to talk to you about growing up with money in a poor neighborhood. Not only was it a poor neighborhood, it was a pretty tough neighborhood. You had to know how to fight. My mom started out on welfare when I was a kid. She didn't have much money at all. She worked two or three jobs. My father is a Hell's Angel, so he wasn't in my life at all. The Hell's Angels always came first. That's another story. I might talk about that on another podcast. But I remember, my clothes, my shoes. My friends would make fun of me because they'd have like Nikes and Converse and all the good sneakers back in the day. I'm talking in the 70s and the 80s, and here I am wearing shoes that are clog hoppers. They were ugly shoes made at a place called I think Tom McCann. My mom got a big job at a good company, and she started making money when I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and it was a third shift job, so I went and I lived with my aunt, and it was my mother's sister, which she was the greatest woman in the world. She was basically queen of the mob in my town. Her husband, the guy that she was married to, was pretty high up in the Irish mob, and I'll leave it at that. I went to live with them, and long story short, their son, I'll talk about in another podcast as well, he molested me when I was real young, and I think my aunt recognized that, kicked him the fuck out, and took me in because my mom, like I said, she wasn't gonna be able to watch me much with a third shift job. It was a big change for her, and she was gonna start making some good money. And that's when I started seeing like the good life, man. Like my aunt, there was no dollar saved. I mean, spare no expense with her. She would get everything done as a luxury, like from acupuncture to going on vacations at least once a month with her husband. I mean, they did a lot. They went to Vegas a few times a year, and to say the least, they gambled a lot of money. I saw a lot of money, a lot of cash, any given time. Me as a kid, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and younger maybe, I remember wads of cash all the time, always in a money clip, never in a wallet, just like the old timers, They were a great family. I mean, they were no threat to me, and nobody that ever came there was ever a threat because we were all family. There were really never any outsiders, just like you hear from Goodfellas. There were several people from the outside, but they never really came to our house. Holidays was always just about family, and it was pretty rare when you saw a friend of the family come there. We were all related through marriage or blood, some way or another. My mom, I think, started having an affair with my aunt's husband early on. I think I must have been around 8 or 9 years old when I suspected that something was weird going on. But I don't think my aunt ever knew, and if she did, she kept it a secret. 'Cause she never made it known. Man, she was an awesome cook too. I remember watching her cook all the time. She taught me a lot. She used to have this little squirrel, and this little squirrel used to come to the back door, and she would hold a nut, anything from a walnut or whatever she had at the time, and this little squirrel would take it right out of her hand. And I remember this little bastard. She's like, "You want to try it?" And I tried it. And here I am, 8 years old. I think actually I was 7. And this fucking squirrel bit me. Instead of taking the nut, it just knew my aunt. It didn't like me giving it to it, but she I didn't go to the hospital, which was really scary. She kind of like wrapped it up, took care of me. I could have got rabies or something, but it was her friend. She knew that it was her friend. And, you know, looking back this day, I wouldn't have brought my kid to the hospital over a squirrel like that anyway, unless it got infected. Just take care of it. But anyways, I absolutely loved living with them. They were awesome. They took really good care of me. My mom, she was really abusive as a kid. I used to get the shit kicked out of me from my mom, and I'll get into that another time. But I hated my mom when I was a kid. I loved my aunt. My aunt passed away. My mom moved right into that position, married her husband, and all of a sudden he was my dad. So my mom married into the mob. I was 21 or 22 years old when my mom married into the mob. I mean, they were already in my life anyway, so it wasn't such a big deal. But here, my mom is going from making barely any money. You know, she had a good job, but she barely made any money. She was used to being poor. And I was used to having money because I was always around my aunt and uncle. But, you know, shit, my mom married her husband and everything changed, man. Like, now my mom was that woman. Now my mom was the queen of the mob. And it was scary when you think about it. I mean, I never feared. I never heard of any horror stories. These were old-time mobsters. Like, they were no, like, little guys around. These were big guys that were doing big things. I'll talk about that another time. But, you know, when my mom married Lenny, I always thought, what if my aunt was murdered? I mean, my aunt had a sudden heart attack, and I don't know what happened. She just died. That killed me. I miss that woman to this day, and here my mom is still alive, and I call her the witch. My mom is pure evil, and I will definitely get into that. But anyways, yeah, I grew up poor, started off poor until I was, you know, around 10 years old when I started realizing that, shit, I'm just hanging around with money. But my mom married money when I was in my 20s, and everything changed for the really fucked up. I have an interesting life. You're going to hear a fucked up life. You want to talk about a really fucked up life to make your life look like it's a walk in the park? Listen to mine. Come back tomorrow and, you know, we'll talk more. Everybody take care and enjoy your day. Bye-bye now.